Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening.
Welcome to Tabitha Stories. In this episode, I, Emerson, will introduce Luna. Throughout this episode, she will share the story of Sally Sargent, her stepmother, where she will share stories such as when they would go to the streets of San Francisco to sell art. She will also share with us how art has helped her heal.
Yes, and I also know you're sort of liking the art a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about the paintings that you have and why do you like them so much?
Well, all my art, yes. My mom was an art teacher, high school art. This is actually my mom's partner. She's a great artist. She's like, I love her. She's crazy. Her name is Sally Sargent. She just does some great stuff, and she's a great lady, and taught me, you know, how to do what art I know how to do. I wouldn't call myself an artist at all, but I like to play. I like taking things that I see and putting a little twist on them. But it's art's more of a healing thing for me. It's gotten me through those days when I couldn't get out of the house, or, you know, I just needed to just get out of myself. You know, I could just hyper concentrate on something, and, you know, but yeah, Sally does some great stuff. She does everything from, you know, mixed media to watercolors to pottery. I mean, you name it, she does it. And, you know, she's retired now from teaching, but I guess you don't really retire as an artist, so she keeps, you know, she just gave me a huge pile of a lot of her. She'd made copies and then, you know, was starting to color them in for herself, you know, going back through them. And she gave me this whole pile of signed and, you know, copies of all of her art. And it was just so amazing to go through each one of them. And I mean, it's great. She does crazy stuff. I mean, she does these jazz musicians that are just wild. She does, you know, pictures. You can always, if you look like in that one over there. You can always find like people you know in her art, or like little names. You know, she'll name like a boat after someone, or you'll see her poodle going through the scene. It's kind of fun. You can stare. We used to, and I hope she doesn't listen to this, but we used to, when I was a kid, we used to take her art and place it all around the living room and take some acid and really check it out. And it was just, every time we looked into one of those paintings, we saw something else. It was just so out there and so mind-boggling that it really, her stuff really tells a story if you take a look at it, you know? It's crazy. I wish the audience could see. It's hard to explain.
You can.
It's kind of an in-between of like a Picasso and Escher and, you know, just, it's crazy. You know, it really is. It's colorful and it's bright. It's eye-catching. And a lot of it's moving. A lot of it is places that she's been, people she's met. I used to, during the summer, go sell art with her in the parks of San Francisco. And that itself was an experience, especially coming, you know, from Catalina. San Francisco was so, I thought Long Beach was, but, you know, she would always be talking to the homeless people who were, you know, living in the park while she was setting up her art, and she was just she's a great, you know, person. I love her, but, yeah, Sally.
Yeah. It's really nice to see the way how she does that, the way how her art, in a way, and being around her has influenced you.
Yes. She was a really good teacher. She was patient, and, you know, we didn't start off on, you know, the best of, you know, relationships. You know, my mom had just moved up to Northern California, and, you know, she was starting her new life, and, you know, she had, like, after 15 years of marriage, had decided that she was gay, and I was really young and didn't understand this at all, you know, and just like any relationship, you know, like any step-parent, you know, sometimes the child really starts to have resentment towards them, like they're taking your mom, or, you know, and that kind of happened with Sally and I. And, you know, she had taught high schoolers, but she had never really lived with a young teenager yet. And I tried her patience till the end of time. But she stood her ground, and she just kept pushing me, you know, learn this. She would teach me how to draw a face, or, you know, and she thinks that I never listened to her, but, I mean, I still have everything in my head. I use her techniques all the time. I go to her, you know, when I something's not working, you know. A lot of, you know, there's so much new art out there now. People are using so many new materials, and, you know, I even get to turn her on to, like, new things, which is kind of cool. It's always exciting when someone who you look up to can learn from you, too. But, yeah.
I see what you're saying. I see, like, the picture of how she has influenced you. And, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's, yeah. I wish, you know, I'm so nervous, you know, talking about myself, you know. I don't know, maybe if it's, you know, when at the beginning of the show I told you that my friend Sean was here doing my bathroom, and I was also married to him, so a lot of my emotions and stuff like that, he was he was such a big part of my life, and I'm very thankful that he is now too. I'm a true believer that just because you can't get along living together, that you should have to forget all the years that you're with someone. So it took a little time, and we're still really good friends, but that was a big emotional part of my life, a huge emotional part of my life, and it was really hard to see how selfish I was in that relationship, and it's still hard for me to even talk about it. Like, it was so strange. I caused so much pain. It's all, you know, I don't know if it all is forgiven, but it's a big thing. So I'm probably a little bit nervous since he's in the other room. But he's probably not even listening. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, life is kind of funny how it takes us places.
This upcoming Wednesday, Gustavo from Tabitha Stories will bring us a bonus episode with Luna. In that episode, he will share more about Luna through a recent conversation with her. Gustavo says, many things have changed in Luna's life. She has moved away from Long Beach to North California to continue rescuing dogs. 2022 was a hectic year for Luna, as she will share the passing away of two important people in her life, and the dog that started this boxer madness. From Tabitha Stories Podcast, this is our third episode sharing the story of Luna. Follow Tabitha Stories on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. If you want to help spread the word of reports, please tell your friends about Tabitha Stories. Subscribe and rate Tabitha Stories. Thank you.